Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode, episode 324, marking Thursday, the 19th of November of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1581, Tsarevich Ivan Ivanovich died after being attacked by his father, Ivan the Terrible, 3 days early. Truly, a terrible father. Your guest today on the podcast is our favourite space lawyer, interstellar legislator, Anubhav Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. That's a very kind introduction in this Milky Way. it's the nicest way I've been introduced, definitely, you know, within the galactic spaces that I've practiced law in.
I mean, you don't talk to nice enough interstellar lawyers, Anubhav.
That's true. We're a bunch of sharks. That's part of the problem.
That is. Today for our top story, you'll be telling us all the latest in space news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, scandal in Hollywood after a crop of secret letters from the golden age of silent film revealed that we did have sound on films a decade before it showed up in cinemas. It's just nobody felt like talking much back then. I can make sounds, I just mime, wrote Charlie Chaplin. It amuses me. I fall into a bucket of water and the water is especially padded, so it makes no sound. The discovery caused one historical critic to remark, gee, it's not like the entertainment industry to have a culture of silence. Satire! Satire! That is satirical comedy. You a silent films fan, Anubhav?
You know, I used to like Buster Keaton a lot. And I used to think that, you know, that was some sort of satire on the world. But then when the whole world, the world in the other dimension, started looking like a Buster Keaton movie, then I stopped enjoying silent films.
Meanwhile, punctuation fiends will be delighted to learn that ampersands are back in style. Created in 1948 by Bob Ampersand as a means of taking the word and making it look fancy, the florid joiner looks like the kind of tattoo a friend would assure you is beautifully meaningful, while being secretly worried it looks like what would happen if you untangled a belly button. Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because until the revolution, this is the only game in town. Are you lonely? At the Tedious Fish Club, we pass the time by slowly lowering bits of mackerel into tins of brine and then slowly taking them back out again. It's not as sexy as it sounds, and it doesn't sound sexy. Tedious Fish Club, from the odour to the boredom, just knowing we exist and you're not here with us is enough to make your life appreciably better. You're welcome. Barry was trapped. All was dark. Was this limbo? He could hear laughter in the distance. Was it real or a memory? Was that light at the end of the tunnel? It was never meant to be this way. The last of Barry's exhilaration and anticipation leached out as he realized the situation he was in. The water park had been his friend's idea. He wanted to make them all happy. Big Dom, funny Janet, beautiful Barbara. But his fear that his neoprene bathers were the wrong fabric for water slides had led him to clutch desperately at the emergency stop lever at the top of the very first slide, and the slippery trip had turned bone dry midway, like his mouth at a performance review meeting with HR manager Thomasina. This is his reality now. Time stretches in infinite and precarious terror like a too small bathing suit over a too large bosom. With no momentum, there is just a man, alone, stuck, hopeless, Barry between two points, the beginning and the end, trapped in the second act, a mid-slide crisis. A cry for help might work, but it might instead echo out the bottom of the tube, comically distorted, and be mistaken for a sex noise or a fart by Barbara, his crush. Barry dares not speak. Urine might work, he thinks, but he's used the facilities in the changing room just before. What had he done? How can he summon the requisite liquescence to lubricate his egress from this humiliating fix? Close your eyes, Barry. Think of splashing fountains. Think of rushing rivers. Think of half a glass of water. As Barry emerges into the brilliant sunlight, he thinks, is this the same world I used to belong to? As he emerges into the pool to lie spread-eagled before the curious gaze of beautiful Barbara, he knows the world hasn't changed. He has.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The last post.
That's all the time we have for the ad section right now, because now it's time for your top story. Top story today, space news. Anubhav Pal, you're in space. You're a space lawyer. What's happening in the world of space right now?
Well, a number of things. I'm glad you asked me. First of all, I don't know if you heard, Alice, but these pigs have appeared on Mars. I don't know if you've been following the story. You must have, because it's your story.
It's certainly a story that I, as a newscaster, have been following with great interest. I would say, yeah, it really is. I feel like it's my story now. I want to know what's happening with the pigs and how they're going on the, let's be honest, and no offense to your industry, but pretty lawless environs of the for-profit prison colony on Mars.
It's raising a lot of immigration questions, and also it's raising a lot of visa questions. One of the things that Martian lawyers are trying to figure out is, do we have a points-based system so we allow them in on pig merit? So really qualified, highly skilled pigs get to enter first. You know, does the microchip that's inside them play any part? Like, does that provide any artificial intelligence? So we can't differentiate between the pig's innate intelligence and the one that's been provided through the microchip. Deep, deep legal questions. Sadly, we don't have any other pig immigrants, because language is also an issue. Because our leading oncologist is currently doing a year's research at Caltech University in the other dimension. So we don't have anyone to communicate, Alice. So we have apparently things that the other dimension has seen in the 50s and 60s in the 20th century. But in our dimension, this is all new. You know, I have a number of pig clients who just, who are just looking forward to a new life. You know, when they escaped, they were hoping for a better world. And they definitely found a redder world, but they're not sure if it's a better world. So I have to focus all my energies on basically legalizing these people so they can have a happy life and access to half a glass of water.
To be honest, that's a lot to ask for in the arid environments of Mars. There's something that people fight for to the death sometimes. So the fact that you're fighting for that basic, can we call it human right? But that basic right for your clients is a very admirable thing. Do they pay well?
Well, you know, I mean, basically they've said that, I mean, I've been given sort of what I think is the highest honor among pigs, which is they've said they'll allow me to play in the garbage with them, which I have a lot of experience with from the other dimension. It's just basically sums up my childhood. So I'm glad that they've sort of seen me as one of them. But again, you know, I'm dealing with all sorts of legal issues, you know, other people who control other penal colonies saying these microchip pigs are coming over and taking away our half a glass of water. We have even less water. So, you know, again, I'm sure these are very unique to our dimension. I'm sure these sorts of issues about immigrants taking away water is not discussed in that dimension.
No, I can't imagine any other place would manage it as badly as we're doing.
Correct. I've had bovine clients before. Having grown up in India, I've defended a number of cows in a number of real estate litigations. But this is my first microchip.
It's hard to make them move.
Yeah, that's one of the things. They're stationary, and often they're stationary on real estate they don't own. So, yeah, it's very difficult to get them to move to another side and not stand on real estate that doesn't belong to them. But microchip pigs, first clients. And I have to, you know, I don't know how they got here. I don't know all the backstory about Mount Rushmore. Whatever was experimented with, upon, I'm looking for the right preposition here, it's really helping me fight their case in that, you know, they're very cooperative. And all they want is a normal life that a microchip pig should be allowed to live. Decency, access to garbage, and being able to just lie on your back and just have someone tickle your belly. And I think who has not wanted that?
Don't we all want that?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Andrew saying, "Dear Alice, Chris, Ped, and guest, that's you today, Anivab.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot fully express my gratitude for your intrepid coverage of Belgium." Well, then don't try, I guess. "Your show glanced across my newsfeed and I thought I would give it a listen. Of course, when I hear Belgium, I really only want to hear about one thing. And while the coverage of this item was minimal in your episode on Belgium, it was sufficient. After all, if you don't mention waffles, did you even really mention Belgium? Good luck to you, Christopher, Andrew." This is an incredibly stupid letter. I don't know what the point of it is. You just told me that I've done a show and that Andy was on the show and that we covered Belgium. And you've just told me that we've done a show about Belgium and noticed that we did a show about Belgium, which I assume as a listener that you would notice. We have a top story every day. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year. I know what shows I've done. Why are you telling me that you know what shows I've done? I assume you know what shows I've done if you're a listener to the show. Andrew, I can only assume that this is a desperate plea for attention, and I refuse to give it to you. Anivab, have you got anything to say to Andrew?
Well, Andrew reminds me of my mother. Sometimes I'll do a stand-up show, and I'll come home, and my mother will say, "You did a stand-up show." And I'll say, "I know that, mother. I know what I do for a living. I know it. It's on YouTube. It's on the radio. I know it." So sometimes, maybe Andrew is my mother. You know, I have no idea. But sometimes reiterating things that have just happened, the stating of facts as they are, sometimes they're important. I might go over time, Alice, but for one second, I would like to bring to your attention an Indian TikTok star called Chicken Leg Piece Uncle. And I think Andrew would do well watching Chicken Leg Piece Uncle. What he does is he eats a chicken leg piece and he says into camera, "This is chicken leg piece." And then he eats it again. And sometimes the stating of things is important.
It's nice to have a politician that just, you know, keeps his promises.
Exactly. The stating of things. Exactly.
That's all the time we have today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and also in your ears, listeners in the other dimension. I hope you are recommending us to your friends, because there's not much time left in this year. Your guest today on the podcast was Anivab Pal. Anivab, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, well, my friend, the Bollywood actor Kunal Rai Kapoor, and I do a podcast called Our Last Week, where every week we're on Spotify and we tell everyone to listen to The Last Post.
Oh, I should do one of the things for you for that. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's ALITERATIVE. Or You can sign up to support me in a personal way, also professionally, on patreon.com/AliceFraser, where all my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs are, as well as a behind-the-scenes glimpse at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable hench thug, Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Chicken leg piece.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.